Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. I had a terrible pain in my shoulder, and I wanted to get fitter for tennis competitions, so I started seeing a personal trainer. What I discovered was shocking. Muscles in my body were so tight and knotted that it was a wonder I could even walk normally, never mind play tennis decently. Flossing and rolling has now become marvelous ways of life for me. In this episode, I'll explain how I use these techniques and why you should adopt a few, especially before workouts or sports competitions. I'm your host, Peggy Sielfan, a personal development coach, trained by world masters in Eastern and Western traditions, so I blend ancient wisdom teachings with modern science and technology. So first, I discovered my back muscles had basically turned to concrete blocks. My trapezius muscles in the upper part of my back had taken over all function and were rock solid. No wonder I had pain. My rhomboids were no longer functioning. Rhomboids? Well, how were they supposed to work? So, if you push your shoulder blades back towards the middle of your back, and if you feel your shoulders rising up to your earlobes, you're pretty much engaging your trapezius muscles and your rhomboids are being ignored. So try this. Consciously push back your shoulder blades without using those upper back muscles and you'll begin to tap into the rhomboid muscles. Well, at first, I couldn't do it. I also wasn't using my leg muscles properly. If I bent forward and reached my palms to the ground, my hamstrings would object in agonizing pain. That was the beginning of learning new lessons in how to improve my body. I got introduced to flossing. No, not my teeth, flossing my muscles. I had no clue. Wow. So here's how I learned. I sat on the edge of a bench, my knees bent, my feet dangling. I placed a small rubber massage ball beneath the upper part of my right thigh and allowed the weight of my leg to press on the ball. I then straightened my leg 4 to 5 times and could feel the ball advancing into my hamstring muscles. Then I shifted the ball to the middle of my thigh and repeated the same movements. And then I moved it again just above the back of my knee, still on my thigh, and extended my leg yet again. Holy cow. It hurt so good. I could feel my muscles releasing tensions. I could feel knots dissolving, and I didn't even know I had knots there. So, when I tried the same stretching exercise after doing this flossing technique on both legs, I was stunned. I was still in the same body, yet I was feeling totally, entirely different, more flexible, much more capable. So let me share a little about your fascia and flossing. Fascia is the body's connective tissue network, and it's in a matrix of hydrated fibers that support organs, bones, tendons, ligaments, and more. It's basically the framework for your body. According to Bonnie Kreutzer, the founder of the fascia-focused movement method called the floss, without proper care, the fascia can actually harden and it stops circulation. It blocks it. So you get this buildup of fluid, toxins, adhesions, and this creates the knots and impairs nice, fluid, easy movements. So even more interesting to me, having trained in psychology, is a growing body of research that indicates that our fascia actually acts as an archive of our most emotional and distressing experiences, most notably trauma. So according to Kreutzer, recent research has shown that all past traumas, both physical and mental, are stored within the fascia. Did you hear me? Stored within the fascia. So this causes its natural form to be disrupted and hardened and to hold the body in a distressed state. Well, through my practices and trainings in yoga, tai chi, and qigong, I've also learned how emotions get trapped within the body and can often cause blockages resulting in pain and dis-ease. So it's fascinating to understand that these emotional energies are actually getting trapped and stuck in our fascia. So this flossing technique helps to open channels and meridians, really opening the flow of qi, much like in traditional Chinese medicine. So there are several ways to do fascia flossing, but the bottom line is that it can alleviate scar tissue, move stagnant energies, and really end up providing increased mobility, tension relief, and even improve posture. So in the process, it can help reduce stress and eventually really release and resolve past traumas, bringing about emotional releases. So for instance, a lot of tension and emotion can be held in your hips. So a floss for low back support and to change the functionality in your glutes, you could try this. So lie on your back with a pillow under your head. Press your left foot into a wall. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh just above the knee. Create tension by pressing the left thigh into the right heel and right heel into left thigh. Then use your hands to hug the right knee into your chest. Then use your palms to press it gently away from you. And repeat this 10, 15 times on each side. Elite athletes do flossing with a latex resistance band. So they decide what muscle areas are tight, and then they wrap the area in one of these bands. Once wrapped, they move the muscles through a full range of motion, and they'll do it for 30 seconds to 2 minutes, depending on the tightness of the wrap and also their personal pain tolerance levels. And then they'll unwrap the area, and then they move to see, okay, how does it feel? And then if it's not improved enough, they'll do it again, or they might just move on to another area. So for myself, I now floss my hamstrings before every tennis match, but I also roll. Foam rollers are effective for also reducing tensions, and I find it gives me a great self-massage, especially when I roller my back. I feel aligned, and it, for me, improves my posture as well. So it's a great pre-workout as a warm-up, or I use it as relaxation and a realignment after exercise. So technically, the method is called self-myofascial release, or it's known as SMR. By applying pressure to pinpointed spots on muscles, tendons, and ligaments, foam rolling can loosen tight, soft tissue and improve blood flow. So it can also reduce soreness. And if you look at the image for this podcast, you'll see the technique that I was able to use in rolling out my rhomboids, crossing your arms over your chest and positioning the roller, the foam roller, at the part of the back where the rhomboids are. So how do you shop for a foam roller? Because there are some different considerations. So foam rollers come in different densities, which determine how they feel or who they're best suited for. They also come with different surface textures. So some have ridges and knobs for applying different amounts of pressure, while other rollers are just smooth. Now, I've used a few different varieties, and I'll actually switch between different ones so my body doesn't get used to any one in particular, so it's always responding. There's also a choice of shape and size, so the shape and size of the foam roller can affect how you use it, whether it's on your legs, on your shoulders, on your back, and so forth. So I've also been using a couple of great videos on the My Life Well app that guide me through rolling techniques very clearly, and especially full body ones. So I'll put a link to the app in the show notes and you can try it. These days, I'm very happy to report I'm flossing, rocking, and rolling. So try it for yourself and let me know how it goes for you. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.